This is the most dangerous time in our history. We recently discovered an international criminal organization with an atom bomb.
We have no choice but to work together on this.
America teaming up with Russia. That doesn't sound very friendly.
We'll leave you two to get acquainted.
I'll let you tag along, but it's in and out, no mess, and we both forget about it in the morning.
This is not the Russian way.
Okay, here's the deal. Guy Ritchie takes on the 1960s television series The Man from U.N.C.L.E., bringing it to the big screen with the same punch he used for his Sherlock Holmes movie adaptations. Henry Cavill plays a CIA agent who must team with a KGB agent to stop a nuclear weapon from falling into the wrong hands. Taking place in 1963, the film is lavished with the hip mod styles of the era, featuring some fantastic production design and costuming. Likewise, the actors in the film are as attractive as the locations they inhabit. Unfortunately, for as much style as this film has, it is equally short on substance. Cavill and his co-stars Armie Hammer and Alicia Vikander look fantastic, but they have moderate chemistry and none of them have any real depth of character. The story is simultaneously convoluted and cliche, often getting distracted by its own attempts at comedy and stylized filmmaking than delivering a powerful film. Sure, it looks great, but watching The Man from U.N.C.L.E. felt like I was on a date with a supermodel that I found to be equally gorgeous and vapid. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.